Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Wedding Central with myself, Carly de Villiers.
And myself, Ntombi Ntlapho.
And proudly brought to you by the Wedding Expo and the South African Wedding Inspirations magazine. So, Ntombi, what are we talking about today? It's quite an exciting topic. Can be
very,
quite controversial as well.
Very, very exciting. So today we're talking about the psychology of bridesmaids. I don't know if that even covers the whole topic. And in studio we have Tumi Lock from Real Weddings. She recently got married. When did you get married, doll?
In October last year.
Fabulous. And yes, today we're just going to explore the whole thing or the whole topic of bridesmaids. So Tumi, tell us, how many bridesmaids did you have in your troop?
When I walked down the aisle, two.
So okay. How many did you start with?
Eight.
Whoa! What?
You started with eight and finished with two.
With just
was
two.
Was it bridesmaids that were the issue, or was it the bride?
Definitely.
That's what you say.
Definitely the bridesmaids. I promise you, I was not a bridezilla. Very far from it. Uh-huh. I always sort of gave up the reins to them to say, what do you want? What are you comfortable with? And that I'd be covering the costs for everything. But then they just turned into...
Oi, oi, oi. Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because I mean, I think a lot of people do, when they get asked that question of, will you be my bridesmaid? A lot of people like, do I really want to be? Because it does rack up quite a bit of costs. So, and tell me from your side, from your experience with brides and their bridal party, how often is it that the brides are asking bridesmaids to actually pay for all their items, their dress, their shoes, their hair, their makeup?
I would say 9 times out of 10.
Really?
9 times out of 10, the bride is happy to cover makeup. She's happy to cover hair on the day. But the dress and the accessories and that kind of thing, any kind of prep beforehand, usually she will ask the bridesmaids to cover that. Which is funny because she also wants a hell of a say.
Yeah.
Like she wants to be a part. Like, Dumi, did you find, since you guys were covering the costs for all of those things, did you feel like you had kind of more say in what they wore?
Not necessarily. The only thing that we were very pedantic on was just the color scheme, which
was a bit
of a gold and a bit of black. But other than that, if they wanted to mix and match, we were happy for them to do that.
So were they buying their dresses, or did you buy them for them, or did you have them made?
We had them made, and they insisted, which I was quite okay with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They insisted on buying the material for the dresses,
and then
I just basically paid for the labor to have the dresses made.
And did you say to your bridesmaids, this is the kind of style I'm looking at, or did you literally give them free rein on what style to wear?
Initially, it was that I wanted a particular look, and they were comfortable with that. And then, of course, they decided to change along the way, and they asked, am I happy with something, or am I happy with something else? And I was quite happy, you know.
Mm.
But the dress alone took about like 8 months to decide on. And you'd think that something like that would be so simple.
Especially when it was predominantly have black dresses? With touches of gold?
So what we ended up having was this type of corset that mm-hmm. was in gold mm-hmm. and then a skirt that was then in black.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to change that up, they were allowed to, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yeah.
Allowed. So authoritative.
I would love to have the opinion from your bridesmaids what you were like.
I don't know. I think for the most part, they probably thought that I was like a confused girl who didn't know exactly what you want, because a wedding was never something like I'd always dreamt of.
Yeah.
And I figured, oh, this is what I'm going to have. And
right.
I'm from like 6 years old, I have this wedding magazine or anything like that. But yeah, look, they had a lot of freedom to decide. And then once they decided, somebody would come into the WhatsApp group and then change it. And then the conversation would go cold for another 3 days.
Ooh, those WhatsApp groups can cause so much tension.
Yeah.
So now this is what I want to kind of find. Let's like go back to the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, how do you choose who becomes... like your bride.
What made you decide these people are right for being on my team?
Like, is it a length of friendship thing? Is it a connection thing? Is it a I want a big bridal party thing? Like, what makes you say I need you on my team for this particular thing?
You know, initially I wanted to have two separate groups of bridesmaids, one for my traditional wedding and one for the Western wedding.
Why though?
Because there were so many of them. So I thought, oh, a nice split in the middle. And
did you split it? No.
No. In the end, I didn't even
have
suggest
to.
Because they were like, oh my gosh, we can't wait to be part of both. And I thought, okay, I don't think I factored that into the budget, but all right. So I decided, okay, let's keep it both groups of girls because they're two separate sort of like circles of friends. Mm. They've all met each other a couple of times, but they don't really know each other.
So there's a question that, like, do you sorry, Kylie, are you choosing them based on people that are going to get along? Mm. So do you already consider, like, how it's going to play out in the planning process? Are you trying to figure out the synergy?
I will say this. I never thought that it would be a problem. However, I think both groups were sort of unsure about each other, and it was never a competitive thing. It was just we don't know them, so we don't know what to say.
Okay.
And I think from a bridesmaid's side, I think what you've also got to look at is, like, sometimes the bridal party ends up being from all walks of life of that bride's life. So one might be a long-term friend that she had since she was at nursery school, and one might be two months.
Yeah.
She might be a colleague from work.
100%.
So it's a bit difficult sometimes, and everyone's trying to be more important than the other.
And then my whole thing also is, how did you tell them? Because, okay, I figure you maybe choose however you choose, and you say, okay, these are my people, whatever. Do you have, like, a bri
and just call everyone? Announcement,
yeah,
or
do you, like, want to make it like a one-on-one? Like, how would you go about, like, how did you do it?
So I had, it was the day of our Lobola negotiations, and we decided to have a bri afterwards. And I said to them, this is the one bri you cannot miss out on ever.
Okay.
And I said to them, I demand that you wear traditional attire. And everyone was like, okay. Half in traditional regalia and others just not so much, but anyway. And then they were like, oh, you invited us and you said that we had to wear traditional wear and you're in this little Western dress kind of a thing. And I was like, relax, girls, just relax. And eventually, well into the bri, everybody was like, so this is just a bri then?
Yeah.
Cool. I had these cute little gift packs or survival packs made for them. They had, like, marbles in case we lost ours along the way.
Okay. So they can survive you.
A mini bottle of vodka, a can of Red Bull, a biscuit, a chocolate, a party hat, things like that, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, we just kind of said, oh, by the way, today we officially got married / engaged,
Right.
The way you want to look at it. And we'd like you guys to be a part of our retinue. And they were all very, very excited. Mm. And the girls started tearing
Did
up.
Did anyone say no?
No.
Because I want to explore that. How many friends get asked to be a bridesmaid, but they actually don't want to be?
I've said no before.
Have you?
I've said no.
Why?
You know what? For me, I take, like, the whole bridesmaid, maid of honor, super seriously.
Yeah.
For me, I've always, you know, my mom's always said to me that, you know, if you're going to be a part of somebody's, like, bridal party, that's somebody who's, number one, choosing you to witness their marriage.
Yeah.
But also, should hit the fan, then they will call you to try and help them through this time. You're supposed to be there forever and to be part of their marriage. And I don't want to take that kind of commitment lightly.
You know,
for me, it goes way past the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. From a wedding planner's perspective, I don't know if I would want to. I've been a bridesmaid, like, twice, actually three times. And you know what? I didn't like it because I didn't enjoy being a bridesmaid as much as I loved my best friend's wedding. I don't know. I'm used to being.
Is it a control thing?
It's a control thing.
It's a control thing.
You know, and I had to kind of let that go, you know. And
I know.
I mean, it's just, you're normally the person that is in control as a planner, but from the outside, now you're just stuck in it, and this one's got their opinion.
Also, don't you find that when you're a bridesmaid or whatever, if you're part of the bridal party and you're a planner or you have wedding experience, like,
so much pressure.
Now there is the pressure, but I feel like now your suggestions, you almost have to field everybody else's suggestions also, and sometimes you're just like, oh, but that's a lie, that's just not going to work. But because you're not the planner and you're part of the party, you have to be like, oh, that's so nice, yeah, let's
you're
try
just like,
yeah. So it can be so awkward in terms of how you do that. But where did you think, and Kylie, you've been a bride to me, you're a recent bride, where do you think it goes wrong? Do you think maybe you bring them in too long ahead of the big day? Like, where do you think it crumbles when it comes to, or what could make the whole bridesmaids troop crumble?
Do you not think it's because that sometimes there's too many bridesmaids?
Too many bridesmaids and too many assumptions.
Mm. Assumptions.
So no matter how clear you can be with, you know, your requests as a bride, I feel that your friendship should always come first.
Yeah.
And yes.
The wedding day is important in terms of you and your husband or you and your spouse in whatever regard. But for your friends and your retinue, that's a friendship and that should always come first.
Right, right.
And you can't put a dress or a day where everybody gets dressed up to have a massive party afterwards in front of your friendship. So,
And you see that so often. I mean, and Ntombi, you'll 100%. See it, especially when it comes to when we're doing mock-up, table mock-ups. OMG.
Yeah.
The bride will come in, she loves her table, and the bridesmaids are like, and they like chirping from the side. Oh, but I don't like this, and they're not actually taking into account
what
this
bride
has sat and briefed the supplier on what they want, and that's how they've come up with the table.
You know, it's gotten to the point that as a makeup artist, I've told brides to stop coming with their bridal party.
I don't want bridesmaids
because
they just pick
it all apart, and it's just like. But I also realize that I think it's a woman thing. I don't care how you look at it or how you want to say it or whatever. I think women compete with each other. That's just what it is. And
true friendship should never play.
Yeah.
100%. But I feel like it's because you put them in a group of people. And I don't know if whether it's competing in trying to show who's the better friend or who can contribute the best or, you know, 100%. I don't know what happens in that setting, but all of a sudden it becomes this competition and it's like people lose sight. Like there's many times where I've had to remind people that, doll, it's not your day. Don't forget your friend is getting married or whatever the case is.
I've seen a
lot of photographers who put bridesmaids in line quite well, and that's amazing. Like, oh,
you go, boy. Now, I've currently got a bride at the moment. I did her sister's wedding about a year ago, and now how she ripped into this table when we did it, and now it's her turn. But now her sister's doing the same thing. I'm like, well, girls, you've had your wedding. I'm doing your this sister's wedding. Now. Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hilarious to see some of the things.
What do you think are assumptions? Like, what are common assumptions in a bridal party?
I think the role of a bridesmaid. And
what does that actually entail? Like, let's break that down. If you ask them, because it changes, right? Because especially in this day and age, especially when you have wedding planners, I find that now that you have wedding planners, like bridesmaids and stuff, they don't have much to do now. Mm. You know, back in the day,
certainly
it's like they were supposed to help.
It's more of a supporting role.
Certainly not leading up to the wedding, but on the wedding day, you have to make sure that your bride is sort of like looked after.
Right.
You know, does she have a glass of champagne or a glass of water?
Are
is
you
she
happy? Yes.
You know, does she need to go to the loo in a massive dress or whatever it is? Are you going to be there to help? But leading up to that, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong picking up the phone and finding out if your friend, not even the bride, if your friend is all right. And that's something I did not experience. Like, not once did I get a call of, hey, how's it going? Everything then centered around the wedding. And I think there was this assumption that we had to discuss the wedding.
At all times.
When actually life carries
on. So you are saying that you were the bride and your bridesmaids always made it about the wedding.
Yeah, and then they complained that it was always about
the wedding.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many times do we hear we can't wait for this wedding to be over because the year's just gone and all it is wedding.
Yeah.
But maybe it's actually the bridesmaids or the friends making it about that. Maybe they don't want to talk about the wedding anymore, the brides.
Yeah.
Huh?
But sometimes you just
don't actually think about it like that.
Yeah. I think it's difficult. I think
have you chosen your bridesmaids yet?
No.
I better be one.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you start.
First, you must come to the slaughtering for the trad. Okay, if you pass that, then I think we are all good.
I will be your bridesmaid, Stella.
But I think what happens, and now I've lost my train of thought.
Now I've really put you on the spot.
Yeah, but I think also what happens is that everybody becomes oversensitive. During this planning.
Far too much.
Right? I feel like everyone takes everything personal. Like, you know, when
I'm in a line of work where everybody tries to be so politically correct that they end up offending the next person. And in my experience of having been a bridesmaid and seeing the bridesmaids around me and then also being a bride and witnessing the bridesmaids, is that everybody's trying so hard to get involved but not get involved and not push boundaries.
Yeah.
That it actually ends up being too much for the next group of people who don't necessarily know you. And then it becomes this clash.
Yeah. So I would say, like, to bridesmaids, just put your game face on and, like, suck up a lot of the stuff and stop.
No way. Do you really? Do you think that's fair, though?
Never.
Like, especially
call them out.
Like,
I know. You know what? I'd rather just ask bridesmaids to suck a few things up and just it'll be over. The craziness will be over once the wedding is over.
Call them out.
You know what? And Ntombi, you've got to remember, we deal with brides from when they're brides.
Yeah.
You know, like, Take a step back and think about a friend that's become a bride and look how
don't
she changes.
Don't end my friendships here.
Hey? I know. I'm trying to be also politically correct because, you know, like my friend. But, you know, when a friend becomes a bride, they do change.
It's a different person.
A bride does
It is a completely different person, and you have to approach them differently. And, you know, I feel like you can never take anything too personal, but I think it's easier for me because I'm in the industry. So for me, it just rolls off. Like, it's not that big a deal. It's just like, for me, you know, sometimes I feel like saying to people, chill, it's just a wedding. But for them, it's just the wedding.
Their wedding.
Exactly.
That was so interesting. Last week, I was teaching the flower arranging course, and we had a gentleman in the class, and he's doing wedding planning, and he says, how do you handle the emotional side of things? And then I had to go around the class because I'd just come in from holiday, and I needed to know what these students did and whatever else. And there was one student was a nurse. And then she says, you know, but you know, you've got to remember that I deal with people who die, like, a lot.
Oh, my God.
And then, so in my classes, I actually had to say to the guy, just remember, when you get a little bit stressed with these brides getting out of control, just remember the lady sitting here, she had to deal with death.
Like, just in comparison, this is not the end of the world.
It's not such a big deal. Get over it. I would definitely call them up because it took a while, but I started out with the 8 bridesmaids, and then because they'd sort of made it about them, I eventually sent out a text because none of them were ever available for anything.
Oh, no.
So it was this group text.
Are they very busy women?
No, it's funny enough because they've always got time to, like, hang out and go for drinks and whatnot. So, and
it's just wedding particular stuff.
To read a message, you've got time to respond to it. I don't care how busy you
are. Oh, I'm so bad with that, eh?
And they never responded. But here's the thing.
I respond in my head.
Before I was a bride, I do that too. Before I was a bride, they'd always respond, and we always had time to chat and catch up. And
are you sure to me you weren't a bridezilla?
Not at all.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
I really want to find out some more about this wedding.
Look, it was always such an easy thing, and I always had to consider them as well, which I think that was my biggest problem, was that I put them first and not the wedding day or yourself or your niece. Myself or my partner. And in the end, what they did was they just, you know, they didn't take the hand. They took the whole arm. There was one bride who was pregnant. So I always had to consider her and be like, oh, you know, you don't have to come for a fitting now. Don't worry. It's okay. And
when you're ready.
We still haven't decided on the dress. And then she'd come into the conversation and everything would change. And then we had to wait for her to give birth. And that's fine. Like, I mean, that's
life.
Your new priority.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm now trying to fit into your schedule, which I was happy to do. But then if you're never available, there's a problem.
Sure.
And then, you know, like, traveling to Pretoria from Johannesburg with the baby in the car who would just basically fall asleep would have been a mission for you. So, and so she asked to step out. So I was like, okay, cool. And what really got to me was how they were saying that everything was getting so expensive. And I thought, you're not paying for anything. You're not paying for hair. You're not paying for makeup. You're not paying for jewelry.
And then paid for everything.
And I paid for the dress. And they were like, oh, okay, we'll pay for the material for the dress. And they were like, okay, cool. What else is expensive? Like, what is adding up?
Yeah.
And then there was no response. So I was just like, girls, I love you. Thanks, but no thanks. You're still welcome to the party.
Did you end up saying, like, it's cool?
Yeah.
Like, let's not fight about it?
I had to. And the last straw was waiting at a restaurant for over an hour and a half alone at the biggest table set out. And nobody was pitching. And canceling at the last minute. And I was like, oh, I can't.
And the waiter's just like,
No, the manager came up to me and she said, if you can assure me that you'll get something by like 1:30, then I won't have to charge you per head. But otherwise, I'm going to have to charge you. So I was like, okay. Cool, and I understood.
Yeah, that.
Like,
no, it's business.
How long has she kept the shape?
Sure, sure. Know? She could be using it elsewhere.
So then eventually, like, three of them sort of, like, traips in whenever, hey, James!
Oh, God. And I was like, the mood's over.
Bye,
there.
Felicia. I said to my fiancé, when they arrive, I'm getting up and I'm leaving. And then I couldn't, and all I wanted to do was cry, and I was like, big girls don't cry. And they walked in, and I was like, cool, yeah, this was great. Okay, lovely catch-up, you know. And the whole point of this catch-up was that it was not supposed to be about wedding talk.
It's just drinks with the girls.
Yeah. And then they turned it into wedding talk, and I was like, anyway, enough about that. How are you? How's life? You know, how's work, and how's this, and how's that? And when I left that day, because only the three of them out of the eight pitched up, so I was like, oh, you know what, I can't do this. I don't know if you're going to rock up on the day or if, you know, work's going to take over or your dog's going to be sick and you're going to be in acute
just can't take that risk
for 3 hours again. So I was like, bye.
Shucks.
So you ended up with
two.
What happened to the well, you had three arrive.
I had three arrive.
Oh, we're really putting you on the spot here, eh?
Pressure. So I had the eight, and then I said to them, thanks, but no thanks. But very, like, polite and diplomatic. Mm. I didn't think that it was about to end any friendships. And then I decided to bring in two other girls, because I was like, I really want a big retinue, you know? And I had the four bridesmaids. One just caused drama everywhere she went. And then the other one didn't want to have a specific hairstyle. And I was like, okay, then change it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that, at the end. That got too much for her. Mm. And then she was like, I can't do this.
Oh,
and
my Lord.
She
really? Over some curls.
Over some curls. Because she's a bald girl. And I was like, do you want to wear a wig or do you just want to be bald? And she was like, oh, I can wear a wig for a couple of hours. And then all of a sudden she called me up the one day and it was, you've really made it all about the hair and I can't.
What happened? Where did this come from?
And then again it was, and it's getting so expensive. I was like, what is getting expensive? Tell me so I can help you, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day we're mates. So, you know, open door.
Yes.
Come and chat to me. And then she waited a couple of hours and she said, actually, a friend of mine's boyfriend just kicked her out the house.
Oh, God.
And she's just been retrenched. So, you know, she's living with me and she's now my
baby
financial responsibility. So I was like, okay, cool, sure, which was complete BS. But I was like, it's fine.
That's fine. Sugarcoat it how you want.
Yeah.
Holly? Tell me, we've just recently done a wedding where we had a bride with no bridesmaids.
The best way to go.
You were in that room? Do you
was
really
it?
Think? Oh, but you weren't there when she was getting dressed.
No.
Thank God we had Ashley
actually,
there.
Yes. I was. You know, I did actually help.
As much as, yes, it can be an emotional thing to have bridesmaids, you've got to, as a bride, choose the right people to be on your side. There is a certain, you need somebody to be there.
I definitely see, like, there's nothing sadder than being dressed by the help. Like, for me, I think, like, as a planner, makeup artist, whatever the case is, I'm the help on the day. Yeah. Like, you are the guest, you're the madam, like, you're having your big day and all of that stuff. I don't think there is anything sadder than being dressed by the help on your wedding day.
Yeah.
Like, I
do
don't think that's okay.
I feel like if you're not going to decide that you're going to have bridesmaids, people standing up there with you, then at least have friends who are going to be
cronies.
Just, you know, even just to lighten the mood a little bit.
Champagne, giggles,
exactly.
Get ready. Like, remember how you used to do, like, when we went out back in the day, like, everyone got ready at the house together. Makeup, you do my makeup, I do
some
yours.
Music.
Yeah, and just vibing.
I mean, that's how it should be. I mean, I'll never forget the night before our wedding. We ended up in the jacuzzi. We stayed at this gorgeous guest house, and we ended up in the jacuzzi. I ended up stalking.
Whoa.
Champagne. Champagne in a jacuzzi is not a good thing. And I mean, our wedding started at 11 o'clock the next morning. OMG, it's not fun being a bride with a hangover. Normally it's the guys with the hangover. But
yeah. It was me. We should have just had a hair of the dog.
So tell me, what are, besides the costs and maybe communications, what are other assumptions? What I'm trying to really get at is, how do you differentiate, or does there become a super rift when you get a maid of honor? Like, you get bridesmaids and then you get maid of honor.
Yeah.
Like, did you have both, or did you just have a group of bridesmaids?
I had a group of bridesmaids. I thought that it was easier. I did have a family member that I wanted to be maid of honor, but that wasn't working out. So I was like, I'm not going to enforce anything.
It's quite a heavy role to play.
It's the first time in my life that I'm a maid of honor.
Yeah.
And like, it scares me every day.
Because you take on a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is also like,
and you don't want to disappoint her.
That's the whole thing. You only get married once, and I don't want her to have a bad experience at the end of it.
But my whole point is that, like, no matter what your role is, whether you're maid of honor or guest or bridesmaid, surely you've been invited for a reason. Somebody likes you, somebody trusts you to be a part of that day.
Mm.
So don't assume anything, and if you're not sure, just ask. Mm.
And that's what I said, please, like, Jesus, if I'm doing it wrong, tell me. Because I don't know.
You like, weren't like that. I don't have like dresses.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So tell me, like, what you need, what you want to, whatever. Like, communication's so important. But I've heard such horror stories of, like, maid of honors taking over. Like, they think they're the, like, there's almost zero communication from the bride.
Yeah.
And this maid of honor is now, watch. Like, she is in charge of these people and telling them this
is
how it goes down.
But I also think a bride should let everybody know from the onset that, you know, this is your role and this is what I expect of you.
Yeah.
That way you can't have assumptions.
In hindsight, what would you have said? Like, how do you think you could have bettered the situation?
I think I could have clearly told them that, you know, don't worry about it so much. Like, I have a wedding planner, so everything is under control.
Come and have fun with
me. And have fun.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was clear for them.
And I think that's a great tip.
Because then they all just sort of sat back and they were like, oh, I have to do something and I have nothing to do. Yeah. What do I do?
You know what? I think it's okay if a bridesmaid doesn't do anything. A lot of the time, a bride just wants her bridesmaids to be there and enjoy
and
the special 100%. Moment.
You know, I mean
we see special weddings.
At Wedding Expo, you see when the brides are walking around, the bridesmaids have their t-shirts on.
That's the thing.
Yes. I mean, like, and she's got her little crown.
And she's got a crown and yeah. Got little wings.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Wedding Expo is coming up now this weekend in Durban at Moses Mabhida. And it's just so exciting to see the excitement.
That
and they've got champagne. And I just wish sometimes that bridesmaids and brides would actually remember those exciting
Don't
times about the planning.
That. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Just wanting to have fun.
I always just, I literally remind my clients. I say, remember when we used to go out to clubs back in the day and you got ready at somebody's house? Look for that feeling.
Because
I
jump on the bed and
But that's kind of the feel you want. And I'm just like, you've got to plan a chill. Like, you guys don't have to stress about anything. If anything, it really does maybe sometimes come down to cost. What do you think is reasonable for a bridesmaid to pay for and not to pay for? Like, what do you think is absurd? Like, if a bride says, no, you pay for that.
That is a hard question. It does really depend on everybody's budget.
But there is a general expectation, let's be honest.
I think what we've got to remember, and any bride getting married, you cannot expect the bridesmaids to pay huge amounts of costs if you cannot even afford that yourself.
Mm.
Like, don't go and ask a bridesmaid to buy a 3,000 or 4,000 rand dress
when you wouldn't
even spend that. Sure, you know, so that's what. And also, if you are going to look at bridesmaids' dresses, don't dictate what style of dress they want to wear. I know my bridesmaids
and have fun.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
My bridesmaids have worn their dresses so much they actually want to go back to the designer. She's fabulous. And actually
and
start to like just like
get it altered.
Nip and tuck it, and you know they really love their bridesmaids' dresses.
But that's the way to do it.
You know, so I think that's what you just gotta.
I think every woman wants to feel good. Right? Really? And if you look good, you know that you feel good. And I don't understand the sabotage of having a huge flower item on your shoulder as a second head, you know, for a bride. Like, I don't understand why you would do that to somebody.
You're never
like,
going to wear it.
You understand what I mean? And also, like, your poor photos, like, you have to show that, like, why was that your option? Like, you could have tried for something else. But definitely, I think, have some freedom when it comes to your dress. Also, nails can make such, like, choose moments in the planning process that can be fun as girls. Yeah. Like what little girls, yes, what we really enjoy.
Picking your hairstyle, makeup styles, yeah, nails, you're
and
right.
Always that's have awesome. Alcohol. That will make
champagne,
bubbles
champagne.
the whole way.
Stunning. So, you know what, there's so much out there in terms of bridesmaids and brides. Just have fun with each other. Don't let it be a fight.
100%.
You need to have a lot of fun. Go out there and enjoy this special time together.
I also think, but yeah, also the kind of communication, hey? Like, ooh, I think WhatsApp groups are not the future.
Not at
no,
all.
Actually,
WhatsApp,
person,
WhatsApp groups will start wars, guys. Like, I feel like that's probably how government is run. Like...
Probably well, we got enough WhatsApp of those messages.
Yeah. This week. Yeah, yeah, I swear. I think call somebody on the phone or email them or set up a drinks meeting. Like wine will save the day
drinks
always.
Drinks meeting.
Yeah, that will
drinks
win,
meeting.
Right?
Yeah, drinks meeting.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tumi. And for
thank
those
you so much. This was wonderful.
Yeah, it was
awesome
great.
Having you.
I just want to say to, you know, future brides, like, relax, you know.
Chill.
Friendships and wedding.
Friendships are more important.
Yeah. Have fun with it, really.
Yeah.
That's,
yes.
That's the whole point of it. It's a celebration.
Exactly.
It's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah. So we look forward to seeing the future brides and bridesmaids out there this weekend at the Wedding Expo at Moses Mabhida Stadium. And then at the end of the month, the 26th and 27th of August at the Dome in Johannesburg, and come say hello to us. So we will be at the SA School of Wedding stand, and we will probably have a booth there for Wedding Central. So we look forward to meeting
that
you.
That will be awesome.
Thanks, and Tombi. Thanks to me. And Tombi, we had a great time talking bridesmaids.
It was awesome. We cannot thank you enough for your insight. I think there's lots more to chat about, and I think next round we must get bridesmaids in as well to
talk about the brides.
Yeah, I think we actually need to get like a troop of them in and here. Without the bride, otherwise it'll be
without
war.
Bride,
we need like bulletproof vests for that.
So to all the bridesmaids and brides, we look forward to seeing you at the Wedding Expo this weekend, 6th and 7th August at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the month in Johannesburg, we look forward to seeing you at the Dome, which is the 27th and 28th of August. And come say hello, and we look forward to hearing all your experiences.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.